again, folks, it's me, Harry Reams, and this is my new show, Free Candy. And it's going to be a little bit different than Dead Air because it's not going to suck so bad. No real format changes. I just like the name Free Candy. I think it's funnier than Dead Air, so I'm just going to go with it. Kind of a retard. Those of you who know me know I'm a retard, and you can handle that. So let's get going. First thing I wanted to talk about, actually, is I don't know if you guys have seen it, but in my area, medical centers and like satellite offices of hospitals are going up everywhere. And I just think that's a sign of our civilization. It's sick and injured. And because they're full every time. It doesn't matter what time I drive by them. I drive by about two or three to take my son to his speech therapy. That's about three times a week. And it doesn't matter if it's in the afternoon, in the morning, or, you know, towards the evening. It's always packed. Boomers shuffling in. And that's just kind of scary. We're losing that battle with health, in my opinion. Everything is just makes you sick. The food, the water, the air. You know, we have train derailments, the East Palestine, Ohio. What was it, vinyl chloride? Like unrefined or something? I don't know. But it's like way worse than if it's treated. The untreated kind is way worse. And we got real sick over here about a week after that. We had a snowstorm come in. It dropped about almost a foot of snow out here in Racine, Wisconsin. And a couple of days later, the whole house got the flu. I feel like this whole house has been sick since October. My kids don't go to daycare, so it's not that. It's got to be something else. And I've talked to other people that I trust, and they seem to be constantly sick. This was only like a once, maybe twice a year thing. I can't remember a time where I felt good for longer than 2 months. As you can tell, my grating Wisconsin accent is a bit more nasally. So you can see I'm still kind of stuffed. We'll see how that goes. So yeah, I'm kind of concerned. We're seeing it all over the place. You know, you got the people who have been jabbed. They got all these problems. People suddenly dying at age 20. They're athletes. You know, like, I don't know what that Buffalo, Damar Hamlin, come on now. That was just such a damn joke when they tried to parade him around. He was supposedly had heart issues, and he's out of the hospital a couple days later walking around. No problem. Not only that, but he appeared to be unconscious for like 9 minutes. That's a no-go, you know. So I don't know how we're going to get ourselves out of this predicament as far as the health goes. Because we'd need a complete overhaul in everything we do. Clean water, our air would have to be cleaned up, and our food process, the food chain, is definitely going to be need to be cleaned up. So that's a big task. You almost just wish a meteor would wipe us out so a few of us could live, but fuck that. I don't want to lose anybody I care about. You know, I damn sure don't want to worry anymore about keeping my family alive, and I absolutely have to. So a meteor can actually fuck off right now. But this is just a few minutes. I wanted to come and say hi. I got some plans. My buddy Terrapin, some of you know him from Twitter, but he's going to be joining me on a lot of these shows. My brother in real life, Laszlo Holyfield from Twitter, he'll be on. That probably be talking about, you know, wrestling a lot with him and sharing our old stories about our father who was a Chicago cop. And I hope to get other people on the show, guest hosting or just popping in to say something for a few minutes. It'd be nice. Mutuals, if you're interested, you know, anybody like to come on this gay podcast, you know, let me know. But for right now, I just started a Schizo Town group chat on Twitter. It's a lot of fun so far. We got a lot of people participating. That's a lot of fun. And I just, some of the paranormal stories people were sharing today, got me a little motivated to share my UFO story. It was election day 2020. It was a beautiful day. It was absolutely gorgeous. We went and voted in the morning and took the kids out for a walk, my wife Carrie and I. And as we're coming home, we look up in the sky and there is a what looks like an airplane, but it's not really an airplane, like, you know, like a 747 or some sort of jumbo passenger jet. It looks more like what a child would draw an airplane as. And it's up in the sky, and it's stopped. It's just not moving. It's way up there. And we're looking at it, and I showed my wife and she saw it. And of course, we don't got pictures or videos because I'm a fucking retard, but no excuses. And we watched it for a good minute and it just kind of hung there. It just sat there and it was really weird. Like I said, it was like a child's drawing. The cockpit seemed too bulbous and the wings didn't seem to be in the same face like wings would normally face. They were just a little bit awkward. Like I said, the whole thing was a little awkward and I almost felt like I was being watched. And I turned to Carrie to say something, and this thing is had to be a mile and a half, 90 degree. We had to do like a 90 degree shot because I literally just turned to her and said something else and turned back, and this thing was hauling ass way off into the east, no longer tracking the head to Milwaukee. That was the thing about it. It was originally looked like it was on a vector to go to Milwaukee airport, and next thing you know, this thing took off sideways and it's just hauling ass faster than you'd think a passenger plane would move into the distance. But it was the weirdest feeling. I feel like that was the only time I've really ever seen a UFO where I could say that's something that's just insane. I've seen some weird lights at night. Nothing I would ever, talk to like Art Bell about or anything like that. But this was definitely, it was definitely something, man. I don't know if it was, I can't even tell you what it was. And speaking of shit that I can't tell you what it was, I've told the story before, but here's another little demon, little ghost story thing. Where I don't know where, what it was. I s said this in a thread on Twitter about a year and a half ago. I think I've told it on Extension 13 podcast. I can't remember if that was something that they recorded or something we talked about right in the beginning that was unrecorded. But this is 2015. I'm living in one of those like divorced dad terraces kind of apartments. All the guys that live, it's they're cheap apartments, two bedrooms. And most of the people over there were divorced fathers with their kids on the weekends. So it could get kind of partying and stuff would go on in the weekdays and things. But I wasn't. I didn't feel very good. So I went in my bedroom early, 8 o'clock. I was a horrible alcoholic at this time. When I got home, I'd probably crack two, three beers before I got dinner. And this was one of those nights where I ate my food, I cracked a beer, took a couple sips, and I just went to bed. I just felt really off that night. I felt like I was getting coming down with something. So I went to bed. I don't know if I fell asleep at all, but I started getting this really horrible feeling, like this overwhelming presence of dread. Like it was heavy in the room. I just kind of ignored it. I mean, my life kind of sucked at the time as it was. So dread and depression were constant companions of mine, and I just wanted to go to bed. And in my room was a window with blinds, and it looked out into the parking lot with those yellow parking lot lights. And there was nothing between me and the light. And I started seeing like a shadow over my eyes where the light would be coming through those slits of my eyes or whatever. And I thought someone was out in front, out in front of my window, like trying to get a hold of me or about ready to mess with me or just walking around out there. So I opened my eyes, I sat up in bed, and this presence felt way more imposing the minute I acknowledged what it was. And I couldn't see anything in the room, but in the corner it was much darker than the rest of the room. And then sort of a orangish brown smoke started rolling off of it, and it was kind of permeating the room. And I was starting to get filled with the worst thoughts imaginable. Anything bad you could think of. If you've ever had depression or even been messed with by some sort of dark entity or whatever, it got really bad. I started contemplating, a lot of things and, walking off a, taking a long walk off a short bridge or a pier or whatever. And I just kept seeing this thing. It was gaining, like form. The more I heard these thoughts in my head, I didn't really hear any specific thing like, like kill yourself or you're a piece of shit. But those thoughts were coming through my head in my own voice, nothing else. And I started to get pissed because I felt like there was something in the room, and I tried to call it out, and I tried to to fight it off, and the thoughts just got worse and worse, man. And I could see it. It was moving now. It was like a smoke that was being blown out of somebody's mouth towards me, and I could touch it. There was something there, like a heaviness if my hand passed through it, but it was like poisonous. I don't know how to explain it. Like, just touching it was just a bad thing. I felt like even breathing it in was a horrible, horrible idea, and I decided to try to fight back. And I did everything in my mind. I could think of every happy thought, dirty limericks, old army cadences, anything I could think of, but all I could get was this like laughter, and it was like tinkling bells off in the distance. But this thing was like laughing at me, and I was freaked, but I was just ready to end it all, not my life, but the whole encounter. And so I just sat up in bed, and I big old fuck you to it, and I flipped the lights on, and it was gone. And it stayed with me for years. It took me years to get that out of me, that hate it put in me, that anger, that fear. I don't know if it's fully out. I feel like it is. I'm in a much better place now, a much better life. I'm very happy now. But for years, that thing, whatever it stuck in me, it laid an egg in me or something like that. I don't have no idea what it was, but it really messed me up. I was a wreck for years after that. But like I said, I'm fine now. I'm fine now. But this is kind of what I'd like to do sometimes. If you have any cool stories, you want to write them down, or you want to talk to me, we can get on Telegram and record. Won't keep you too long. Only ask you a couple questions, and you can tell your story. Just hit me up on Twitter at Harry Reams 187. That's HarryReams 187, or HarryReams187@gmail.com. Well, you could do an email too if you don't feel like hitting me up on Twitter. But this show is gonna have a lot of that, some schizo stuff. Like I said, I like to talk to you and get your stories and your interests. So just let me know, just drop me a line, hit me up, whatever. But that's it for right now. It's just a short little one. Get back in the swing of things, just telling some stories, seeing if there's any interest and where it is. So you guys have a good night. I love you.